is the Local Hour on Pilly FM, and of course, as always on a Tuesday, we bring you a local artist who's doing great things. And today is no blue moon. We're chilling with a man in studio who sings the song Ndenzelu Mama. His name is Smama.
It rhymes.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, and how are you?
I cannot complain, man. Thank you so much for joining us on Pilly FM.
Thank you for having me, and good morning to you and to the listeners at home.
Fantastic, man. Singer, songwriter, medical doctor. Now, we cannot go past that.
Yeah.
There's no way. So, medical doctor, how do you go from being a doctor to a musician?
Well, I've always been both. Eh? I never really went from one to another. I've been a musician all my life, I suppose. Growing up, that's what I was doing all the time. And I think later on in secondary school, then I had to decide. I actually decided on doing medicine as well because I love medicine also. So I love both. So it was never a plan A, plan B kind of a situation. I was like, I'm just going to do both because I love both.
Okay. All right. You're a multitasker.
Yeah, I suppose.
And is it balancing? Because, you know, most of the time, you sort of spread yourself thin if you do too many things at the same time. But how are you finding the balance?
Man, it's hard. It's hard. Initially, I felt like it was balancing. But I think now there's much more pressure on the music side because music and medicine are different in that medicine is very structured. I know what I'm going to be doing next month, where I'm going to be at what time. With music, I really don't know what's going to be happening like in the next 2 hours because you get a call and like, no, you need to come to Pilly FM and then you need to show up. So it becomes a challenge. But at the same time, you know, it helps to have people around you that help you in those instances. Let's say like now, if I have to come here, I have to find somebody quickly to come and to go and cover the practice, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, people are dying and you are here.
Yeah, no. Luckily, I mean, I'm a GP, so no dying people coming through. To be like once off where you're getting like somebody that's really like on the brink of death. But yeah, generally it's just like your stable patients that,
okay.
Yeah. Need TLC here and there.
Okay, and then let's talk about music, right?
Yes.
You talk about it so passionately, so I know definitely it's something that you love, something that, you know, that is beyond what we can say, comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to ask, in terms of genres, which kind of genres do you do? Do you dibble and dabble? Is there a certain genre you want to do? What have you done?
Okay, I am dibbling and dabbling because I think I don't want to restrict myself, man, and say I'm an Afro soul artist because if a song comes that happens to be a gospel song, I will do that. If it happens to be a reggae song, I will do that because I feel I'm versatile like that.
Mm.
But I'm mostly doing Afro soul, Afro pop because I think maybe sometimes you do get the pressure of trying to fit in a certain box.
Mm.
As much as you're trying to break free from that, it becomes hard because people want to identify you as a certain kind of an artist.
That's true.
And then you want to also, I mean, it's a business at the end of the day. It's not just about my feelings and how I feel. I also have to think about, in terms of business, what makes sense. So I am doing that mostly, but I can do anything that I want.
Oh, lovely.
I love that. I can do whatever I want, man. Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. I'm the GP, doctor's orders.
All right, man. So what's coming? What's in the future? Are you bringing out a full project? Are you working on an album? Where are you taking this music then?
I am working on an album. So this is my second project. So in 2023, I released an album, Sipo, which did quite well. Got nominated for a summer. Got to win.
You can't just go through things like that. You got nominated for what?
Do it again. Tell me again.
I got nominated for a South African Music Award. in the category of Best Adult Contemporary. Unfortunately, I did not win it, but for me, it was an honor just being nominated. I mean, for my first album, Afro album, to have that recognition, it was huge. And I won Eminent Video Music Awards. I won Music on the Hill Awards. We were nominated for Ingoma for Best Collaboration. So it was a great album. So now the pressure is on to like produce even better music.
So basically, you're an award winning.
I'm a multi-award winning.
Chopping bars.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about right there.
So yeah, to answer your question, I'm in the process of recording my second album now. The first single is the one that you've just played, Ndezelo Mama, which is a tribute to my mother. She's still alive, but I thought it's only befitting that we give her flowers while she's still alive, just to say, you know, Mom, we appreciate you, we see you, and everything that we're doing is to make you proud, so that you see that, you know what you've done, what you've put in, you're seeing the output, you know. And she's a single mom, she raised three boys, and we watched her struggle through it, but I mean, she managed to raise us well, I think, and we're grateful.
And I mean, uno doctor manje in the family.
Exactly.
She can look back and say, "Dinet doctor."
Yeah, dinot.
Dinot. There we go. Man, where can people find you, bro? Where can they get your music, and what can they look forward to?
Okay, my music is available on all digital music platforms. Whichever one you can think of, I'm there. And on socials, on Instagram, I'm at _smama_. TikTok, I'm at _smama. Facebook, at Cindy Lesi Mama. Yeah, and bookings,
there
please keep
go.
Them coming.
Tabiso
at bgconcepts.co.za.
One more time.
Tabiso at bgconcepts.co.za.
There we go. Smama, thank you so much, man.
And thank you for having me.
I think I have a pain on the bill. Well, let's talk about that later.
Yeah?
Have you got fans in your medical aid? I'm a businessman.
So, but now it went on.